we're talking a little bit last week and this week about the way that halacha develops, which has implications in many ways for the way when we're learning Gemara and halacha, what we're trying to pay a little bit more attention to or less attention to. We spoke last week about when we're learning a sugya, so we see that there are different rishonim, and which rishonim we tend to paskin, which rishonim we tend to paskin like, which we don't paskin like, and discussions in Shulchan Aruch and Ramah of the role of minhag. It's Rambam, Rif Rush. What do other Rishonim play? What would exactly be the din for Ashkenazim? Later Rishonim, Maharik, things like that. We spoke about last week a little bit. Shulchan Aruch gets published. And part of the question is, what role does a Shulchan Aruch play? And we're going to speak about really two different questions. We're really going to quote Makoros that I think are relatively well known in the time that we have, but they're good to learn. It's one of the ways that we learn things that are relatively well known in situations like this. Two different questions. One is the appropriateness of paskening out of Shulchan Aruch. Sometimes I don't know the whole sugya, and I want to know what to do. So looking up Shulchan Aruch, can I pasken straight up out of Shulchan Aruch? That's one question. A second question is, if a person is learning a sugya, so how clear is it that what it says in Ramah is really binding? That to what extent is it appropriate or is it possible to note other achronim? How much sort of like weight do Shulchan Aruch and Ramah have? And again, these questions come up all the time. If you're learning Yalkut Yosef or you're learning Mishnah Berurah, that when you're looking around, and I'm learning right now, I see Shulchan Aruch says X, Mishnah Berurah comes along, and how much do we always follow Shulchan Aruch? What weight does it get? So those are the two questions that we're going to really deal with. Let's get started as follows. Yosef Kaira writes in the Hakdamah to Shulchan Aruch. It's in source number one on the sheet. The major work he wrote was a commentary on the Torah Beis Yosef. That's what he's referring to here, where he collects Rishonim from all over, and he refers to that as a Chibur HaGadol Shechibarti, the first underlined section, number one. The major Chibur that I wrote, Al Arba Turim, is called the Beis Yosef. And because I tried to include Kol HaDinim HaNemtzayim B'chol HaPoskim Chadashim Gam Yishanim, I tried to include Kimat everything that I could find, and he did an amazing job including a massive just amount of Rishonim going through Gemara background to every sugya. That's what it is. But after he wrote Beis Yosef, he realized it's a long sefer with lots of different rishonim. I thought it made sense that I have a lot of conclusions in Beis Yosef. So let me take the conclusions, let me write them down in a clear kind of a lashon, and let me do so in a way, Lamantia Torah Hashem Timima, Shagura Befi Kol East Yisrael. I want it to be clear what to do, meaning you just have Shas, or you only have a Rambam, there are so many lachas that either won't be referred to there. I don't know the Mordechai or the Ma'arik where it's going to be quoted. And it's hard for me to go through all Shas, the Paskin that way. So what do I do? So I figure I'll collect them and tell you, like, here's your guide. And there seem to be two primary intended audiences for the Sefer Shulchan Aruch. The first, he writes, is I figured, Kikasha Yishalu Tam Chachem Dvar Halacha, there are Talmidei Chachamim. Before Talmidei Chachamim, it's hard to always be entirely clear what to do. So I've learned this sugya and I'm pretty good. But what Shulchan Aruch provides me with is the clear sort of like, I know where I can look. Yeah, that's the din. It's a good way of being clear as far as some of the dinim, some of the halachas. I think originally, as part of a long discussion, was the goal was to go through Shulchan Aruch once a month. I go through just what it says in Shulchan Aruch, not all the commentary, but I can go through it. I'll know where it is. I'm a Talmid Chacham. I've learned enough, and that's that. But maybe I'm not a Talmid Chacham. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Zos Va'od, Hal Talmidim HaKtanim, Yehagu Bo Tamid, that when people are beginning in their learning, and they don't know everything, but they can learn Shulchan Aruch, they can learn, it can be their Girsa D'Yankasa, it can be the Torah they learned when they're very, very young, and they can know V'gam Ki Yaskin V'lo Yasu Mimenu, and they're going to stick with them forever. So it's written for multiple audiences so that they can know what to do. They can know what the halacha really should be, because otherwise, it's just too hard. There's a reason why. There's not time for now. But many like pointing out that historically, they're always in generations that tend to create a lot of Torah, and generations that then tend to like be malakit, or even Rabbanim that sort of organize. We've learned so much more. Now let's organize and quote others. Then think, a rebirth, let's organize and quote others. And that happens, at least historically, not as simplified as described, but in a certain sense. The Ramah writes in his Hakdamah to Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah says, he did an amazing job. But I have tainas on Derech HaPsach that we spoke about last week. Why you're passing like Rambam Rifras? Why not like the other Rishonim? And he says, if I follow Shulchan Aruch, if you only have Shulchan Aruch, what's going to happen is it's going to be great, but it's lo nishnu adayin libedei adim hashem b'dinas elu. Ashkenazim can't learn Shulchan Aruch. So it's a great idea, it's a great sefer, planning what to do and having it all there. But we won't be able to do that. So Rubei min hagim b'dinas elu lo nehigin kivase. Most of Shaila's of Minhagim, we pass it differently. We have differences in Psak. And I'm nervous that what's going to happen. Varanira Isi, Shulchan Aruch became very popular. It's an amazing thing. Because until that point, like, what do I do for like all these common Shaila's? That's Shaila's all the time. What am I going to do? Varanira Isi, Kol Devarav, because Shulchan Aruch, Kenisnu Mi Pi Moshe Rabbi Pi Akvura. People are going to think Shulchan Aruch's like Mamish, like Moshe Katar Misina, Mesorah Yeshua, and Shulchan Aruch is like the Mesorah, exclusively the Mesorah. And people are going to make mistakes and that there really aren't machloksim when there really are machloksim. Thanks. Uvazeh yister komen hagim adinos. People are going to think that there isn't machlokas, there aren't different hagim, and there are. So the Ramad decided, what I'm going to do is I'm going to just write. Kedila over ha-talmidim. People should know there's machlokas about this. In our minhagim, in our medinos, we act differently. And that way you have Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is at the right balance of a Shulchan Aruch and the Ramad. Now, it's fairly clear that Shulchan Aruch comes with an enormous amount of backing it up. It's relevant and important to Sefer, it's very, very clear. It's giving you, as if looking up, and they're showing him, it gives you a lot of things, and its authority is also clear, as we'll speak about in a little bit. There's opposition to Shulchan Aruch that comes on multiple grounds. Just the Sefer, in particular, the way the Sefer is being learned. Now, there may be people who have tainas that some of them in Hagim, their Ramban includes, other Minhagim for Krakow, but there are people that aren't Shayach to Shulchan Aruch or the Ramban have their own Minhagim. That's for a different time. But we find opposition in, we have two places on the sheet. Source number four, number five. Number four is the Maharal and the Siva Torah. It's very, very famous. The Maharal, both these are very famous Mekoros. The Maharal writes, you know, the problem is that people are paskening out of Shulchan Aruch without knowing the reasons behind Halachos. They're going to pass in Shulchan Aruch and not know why we're doing what we're doing. And they write as if, like, he says, V'davarze Yosef Rachak Min Hadas, how could that even be? He said, it's true the Rambam wrote things without giving you all the reasons, but the Rambam's intent was that after you've learned, like Gemara, so then you'll be able to look and to be clear in terms of what's there. What's happening nowadays is that people are sort of ozvin es ha-talmud legamre, v'yu poskim mitoch ha-chiburim, lo hayu mechaber musim. He said, I think a lot of the people wouldn't have written these sfarim if they knew what was happening. People would stop learning Gemara so much, because they're asking, well, why should I learn Gemara? It used to be, I need to learn Gemara for halacha l'maisa. But why am I learning Gemara anymore? Halacha l'maisa, I'll open up a sefer, tell me what to do. So why learn even that at all? So the Maharal said, that's ridiculous. He thinks, many people that wrote these sfarim wouldn't have written these sfarim if they knew that it was leading to a decrease in study of Gemara. No, it wasn't ever to the expense. I've said to Maharal, the way you're supposed to learn is by learning a sugya well. And if you don't know the reasoning behind what's written there, you can't really ever paskin comfortably, because maybe your case is a little bit different, and it's a bit of a different reason. Maybe it's a little bit of a different svara, and you don't know about it. And it's destroying, and it's undoing so much of what's found in Torah. Maharal expresses deep reservations. Their Marsha in the Chidush HaGadol in Sota, on Daf Chav Beis, famously writes, Uvedoros Halalu, underlined section, O son Shemorin Halacha, Mitoch Shulchan Aruch. People who paskin from Shulchan Aruch, V'harei Heim Einan Yodim Tama Inyan Shal Kol Davar, they don't know the svaras, what's behind the Halachas. If they're not Medaktik, Mitoch HaTalmud, if they don't do this, so Toast, Nafal, Bahura Asam, V'harein Bechlam Avia Olam, V'yish Ligur Bahen, these are people that are paskening. They don't know all the reasons behind that. People that you should be speaking out against them. It's a terrible thing to do in such a way, so suggests the Marsha. So you have the Maharal and the Marsha who are arguing with not per se the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, but the way Shulchan Aruch and Ramah are being used. That to learn a Sefer without the reasoning, just this is what you do here and this is what you do there, is very, very dangerous. To not know why we do things, to not know what's behind it, can cause and generate a significant amount of challenge, so they note. Now, if you look in the Hakdama to Shulchan Aruch, it seems like part of it really was to also teach those that weren't Melechamim, just to give them some halacha without all the background, but the Marsha and the Maharal are not so happy with it. L'maisa, so what happens? So you have a fascinating debate. Pischei Tshuva and the Aruch HaShulchan. Now, Rav Avadia himself in Yichaveh Das, Rav Avadia thinks that the elements of the critique are really true, and that he quotes those who maintain the Shulchan Aruch wrote Shulchan Aruch, not as a standalone Sefer, but for those that have learned Tor Beis Yosef. That after you've learned Tor and Beis Yosef a lot, so what does Beis Yosef have? It gives you all the reasoning, all the reshonim, So then Shulchan Aruch is for you. Then Shulchan Aruch is for you. The value of Torah Beis Yosef. He quotes there a very famous tshuva of Rav Wozner. I think it's very famous. We spoke about it in Shal Shudis, about whenever Wozner passed away, 4 or 5 years ago. Rav Wozner writes about the Chazanish, an amazing thing. The Chazanish, when he was younger, Rav Wozner says, used to learn a lot of Torah Beis Yosef. Torah Beis Yosef is like, Torah tells you like the halachos that they've shown him. It really gives you like, you know, the broader sugya, but the Chazanish spent a lot of time learning Torah Beis Yosef. And he says that people used to make fun of the Chazanish. If you keep on doing that, all you're ever going to become is someone that could teach little children. You'll never be capable of doing more. Obviously, teaching little children is very, very holy, but they were knocking him that, like, it's all you're ever going to be able to do. And, you know, who had the last laugh? As there was right there. You know, the Chazanish became the Chazanish, and everyone else became people that we've never heard of, and therefore we can't name them. So in a certain sense, you know, the value of the Torah Beis Yosef, the halacha, but it wasn't only Shulchan Aruch, but that was the critique of the Marsha. And the Maharal was, if I'm only learning Shulchan Aruch, not connected to Gemara, not even connected to Torah Beis Yosef, what's going to happen? Because the Tshuva and the Aruch HaShulchan have a bit of a debate, which is the following. Okay, so what happened on Shulchan Aruch, though? Shulchan Aruch did not remain a standalone Sefer. You probably can't even buy an edition of just Shulchan Aruch, Ramah. What's on every Shulchan Aruch? No Se Kalim. So there's a Taz and there's a Shach. There's a Sman, Chalkas Mechokek. There are lots and lots of the Magen Avraham, Orchaim, Chashim Mishpat, Yerdei, Ibn Ezra, different Mefarshim, all on the Shulchan Aruch. So Pesachei Tshuva quotes, on Shulchan Aruch, he quotes the Marsha. And he says, it used to be that you couldn't learn from Shulchan Aruch because of the Marsha. But he says, maybe nowadays, it's in Yerdei, Reish Mem Beis Ches, Chustam Torah, he says, maybe nowadays, when you have no Seif Kalim, they tell you the reasoning behind every halacha. So when I learn Shulchan Aruch, I look at the Shach, I look at the Taz, I look at the Prima Gadim, I'll know the reasoning behind the halacha. Or as an example, what many of us use for Or Chaim, I have the Shulchan Aruch on top, and that's great. But I have a Mishnah Berurah, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes, it quotes those different Achronim in a very ingenious way, in a very original way. Rosenzweig, I remember saying a couple of times, that when you learn Mishnah Berurah after learning a Sugya, there's a very different appreciation for how big of a giant the Chavetz Chaim was. If you don't learn the whole Sugya, so you say, okay, quote the Taz, quote Magen Avraham, okay, great. You've learned the whole sugya, and you say, whoa, he quoted that Taz and not that Taz. He quoted the Magen Avraham like that and not like this. What he did in Bir Halacha was so innovative. The more you learn the whole sugya, the more you appreciate it. But many of us, the Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah, gives us the reason behind it, and we're able to go there. That's what it says in the Pesachei Tshuva. The Aruch HaShulchan himself in Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, V'hagam she'acharach, that's on the sheet for you, Nischabru Perushim ala Shulchan Aruch, we're seeing Achronim, but we have no Seif Kalim, Mikomachum Yaduwa, it is still known. Shebelo be'er ma'im chayim, without the well of ma'im chayim, me'ashas v'arishonim, eino ole yafe. People make mistakes. People make mistakes. That is why the Aruch HaShulchan as a sefer, if you've ever learned it, starts with Gemara and gives you background of Rishonim. Because absent that, maybe you can't really paskin. So the first general, we've really had, I guess, like two sections thus far of the shir. Section number one, Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, it is written because there's Shulchan Aruch, there's just like too much, and it's a way for Talmid Chachamim to know what the halacha is very, very clearly. It's a way for those who are younger, beginning to learn, to know what the halacha is, what are the basic dinim, what do I have to do? Very nice. Then we saw that as far as its impact, the Marsha and the Maharal express real reservations. Others point out, but maybe we don't have to be so nervous about it. Maybe because of Nosei Kalim now on the side of Shulchan Aruch, the Shach, the Taz, etc., Magen Avraham, so now we can look at it and we can know what to do. Mishnah Berurah certainly would also fill that void of like, this is the reasoning behind the halacha. But just Shulchan Aruch is very different. Now, Derech Agav, this machlokes has enormous implications for how we learn halacha seder, we spoke about a couple weeks ago. If I'm learning halacha seder just out of a sefer with no reasoning at all, just this is what you do, this is what you do, this is what you do, so then the marsha and the maharal critique becomes much, much more intense. Much more intense. It's really paskin. I can learn it for basic dinim, but the paskin based on it would be very, much, much more complicated. If I learn, though, with no se kalim, or learn a sefer that gives me more background, so then there's a lot more to be able to talk about. Many Sfarim have a distinction. If you've noticed, a lot of the newer Halakha Sfarim have two sections of the Sefer. Often the top part tells you what to do, and the footnotes are where you get, you know, all the different background and dinim that allows those that want to learn in different levels to look at the certain things. Not other things, the opportunity to do so. That's true for lots of the newer Sfarim. It could be in Hilchos Shabbos, like Orchos Shabbos has that. Yaakov Yosef has that, although the footnotes are depending on different sections, some of them are much more often, some are less, but David Yosef and Halacha Brura has that in the most, I think, ferocious way, is I think the right word to use even. It's an unbelievable sefer as far as giving you everything. And there's different svarim that give you like the on top and the bottom with Rabbi Eider. Some of the English svarim do a great job of that. Article puts that also. Like, it'll tell you on top, like, here's the basic halacha, but in the footnotes is where there's like a whole lot of action going on. Some put it in the back of the svarim. Rabbi Ribiyat in the Lamatins Malachos in the back has more of like the unim. Different svarim have their own tension for this, and some want to explain even on the top some of the basics before they get started, the basic reason you have on top also some of the svarim, but that's definitely part of it. But how binding is it, Shulchan Aruch and Ramah? Meaning, let's say, do we always paskin like it? It's very important, learning halacha. So I learned Gemara, I'm good. I learned Rishonim, I'm paying attention to which Rishonim we probably are more likely to paskin like, and which Rishonim may matter a little more. I'm Ashkenazi, so I'm paying a little more attention to Rashi and Tosfos, and some of the later Rishonim like the Mordechai, if I'm Sephardi, I'm paying much more attention to the Rambam, Riff, and Rush. I'm then going to get to Shulchan Aruch, I see Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. And now the question becomes as follows. Not everything that's found in Shulchan Aruch and Ramah do all Achronim really agree to. So I learned Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. But maybe I'm looking at this at Caleb and I see the Magen Avraham says, no. And I see that the Ketubah says, Be'achas and Sofer says a little bit differently. Or the Nodbi Huda passes a bit differently. Or I'm looking on Shulchan Aruch and I see the Gra. And the Gra does something which is not in Shulchan Aruch or Ramah. The Gra has a different perspective. And sometimes there are Achronim that have other Mehalchim. So how binding is Shulchan Aruch and Ramah anyway? How much does a person really consider to be entirely bound by it? This is a bit of a machlokas. In general, elements of it are a big machlokas between Ashkenazim and Sephardim, although in truth, even within the Sephardim, there's a machlokas, and even with Ashkenazim, there's going to be a bit of a machlokas. But the approach of Rav Avadia is fairly clear with one or two exceptions, how much we accept Shulchan Aruch, and some of what his mahalach has nafkaminas for us, although not practically, but Rav Avadia would say that it would. And that's the following. Rav Avadia points out, Chidah and Shane Gedolim writes, there are actually three giants in the time of the Beis Yosef that all wanted to write a sefer like Shulchan Aruch. And the Beis Yosef was Zocha to write that sefer. It was a gift min HaShemayim because of his Anava and because of his Tzidkus and great Midos. And that was a gift given to him. He was able to write the sefer that was so popular. And in that sense, it's perceived sometimes, like min HaShemayim, there's a certain Haskama to what's found in Shulchan Aruch. And Rav Avadia maintains all else being equal. Shulchan Aruch is the starting point and in many ways the end point. Shulchan Aruch is always, always what we're going to follow. He points out from a variety of Sephardi Achronim, that's going to be true. If the Shulchan Aruch is even if, whether he's more machmir or more mekel, Shulchan Aruch is going to win, even if the majority of Achronim are going to argue otherwise. We are basically going to, all else equal, we're going to follow the Shulchan Aruch. Among Sephardi Poskim, I say this, Rav Avadia goes one step further, which is he maintains in Eretz Yisrael, Maran is the Mor de Asra, and what should be the case that all Ashkenazim and Eretz Yisrael should really also be keeping Sephardi halacha. Because in the 1500s, everyone here was Sephardi, and the Mor de Asra was Yosef Cairo. That's what should have happened. Now, it's not what happened. That's what really should have happened. So when they believe in the newest volume of B'chavadas, and Chalak Zayin, and B'chavadas, Rav Avadia even writes the following question. You have a Baal Tshuva. He's a Baal Tshuva who married into a Sephardi family. And the guy wants to keep all Sephardi halachas, but his family is really from Ashkenaz. And the question becomes, like, what should he keep? What should he keep? So it's, you know, the Psak of Maran. Rav Avadia maintains other Sephardim also that sometimes did not always follow the Psak of Shulchan Aruch, meaning you have other questions like this. Meraki, see, there are different groups. But how much I follow Shulchan Aruch? Well, what if Shulchan Aruch argues with the Arizal? Mahogas Ari and Shulchan Aruch, so what wins? That's a big issue. Rav Avadia, even the Sephardim about his Psak, talk about this a lot. To what extent do we factor for Rav Avadia, you know, Shulchan Aruch? And others are much more comfortable, even within the Sephardi world, challenging a bit. Rav Avadia argues when you come to Eretz Yisrael, you really got to be following what it says in Maran. That's why Rav Avadia writes, I believe, in the Yosef family a lot, that there are always Sephardim that come out in Sephardi halacha, but some of them come Teman. Some of them come from Morocco. And you have different poskim, and Rav Avadia has been trying to argue in his family, like, in Eretz Yisrael, Maran is the way to go. Shulchan Aruch is really the way to go. Rav Avadia does maybe some exceptions. If there are a lot of machloksim, Shulchan Aruch says to make a bracha. What we see, some of the brachas are hakel, negin maran. But for Avadia, really, that's really where things are at. Okay. What about Ashkenazim? What about Ashkenazim? So Avadia himself in Chelek Zion here, in Yichav Adas, quotes a couple of ha'aris from the Chazon Ish. This does, I believe, I think I should put it on. The Shulchan Mishulah, it's in Zion. I didn't get a chance to look it up and put it on. but it begins with a something we quoted on Wednesday morning in the Shir Manuf Kuk, and that's the following Ha'ara of Reb Chaim Volozhiner. It's a very, very well-known Torah of his. You have to have your home be open to Torah scholars. You have to drink. Shoseh b'tzama estiv rahem. But misavik ba'afar raglayhem. Misavik ba'afar raglayhem. And the point of Chaim Volozhiner said, what does it mean to cleave to the dust of their feet? So the pasuk says, "Vevi misavik," literally often translated as to cleave to the dust of their feet, to mevatel yourself to the chachamim. But Chaim Volozhiner pointed out that the pasuk says about Yaakov Avinu fighting the Sarshal Esav, "Vayvaser Yaakov levado veyeavik vayeavik ishimo." Yaakov fought with Sarshal Esav. Having misavik is milashon veyeavik ishimo. When you learn Torah, you have to fight sometimes, to fight the challenge sometimes, and not accept everything just as is. Many Ashkenazi poskim tend to be a little bit less bound by just what's in Shulchan Aruch, and to look at the broader of Achronim. And the way that he quotes Rav Avadya in Chelek Zayin from the Chazon Ish in a couple of places, in Maestros, Chazon Ish, and Choshen Mishpat, is the following Torah. Rav Avadya says like this. We spoke on Friday night about the Geula element of Rav Avadya's Torah, of pulling from everywhere. So you see, quoting the Chazon Ish, and how Ashkenazim relates to the Ramah, it's a very beautiful thing. But he quotes in the Chazon Ish the following. Shulchan Aruch and Ramah is that all else being equal, we follow Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. All else being equal. So there's a debate, and you can have rias in both directions, and they're opposing both directions. So Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, they're koveya. They are koveya. But, if there are rias and lots of achronim that argue, if there are rias and lots of that argue, on a regil and lintos, mea Shulchan Aruch. So then there are times where we'll pass differently. Shulchan Aruch says X, but the Magen Avraham and the Taz and the Behuda and the Chasam Sofer and the Gra all point out, no, but we are not machmei for that Ramah, or make up for that Ramah. When you learn Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah, if you pay attention sometimes, you may see that all the time. That the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah says, and then Mishnah Berurah says, but better to be machmir. Or you can make it, or many of the poskim don't hold this psak of Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. It happens a lot. Ashkenazi poskim accept Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. Even for Ashkenazi poskim, the starting, it's like part of every conversation. You're a negligent posik, for not misyachid, to Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. But there are more situations where you may say, the Maisa, the Achronim, point out that we paskin differently. The Maisa, in light of this, we're going to paskin a little bit differently. And that is undoubtedly considered to be part of it. So when we talk about like how we paskin, this is part of the issue. I think they quote, in the name of the Gra even, like, Losagub Mifneish, like, it could even be like your Chayef to argue a little bit. Like, if you really paskin differently, so not you and I, like, if I think Shulchan Aruch is wrong, so then I follow Shulchan Aruch. But if the majority of Achronim are telling you, so then Shulchan Aruch and Ramah don't have that same sort of like overwhelming power to Paskin. Like, again, it's also because the Ramah's writing about Minhagim in the 1500s in Krakow. As Klal Yisrael has moved on, there are different Minhagim that have developed in different locations. How well this we know is like the most like, in your day and Chulin, the most like simple one we're all familiar with from the time that we're like children is, how long do you wait after meat? You're like, it's like a 3-hour thing, it's into the 6th hour, it's a 5.5, it's a 6-hour thing. Like everyone has, it's like one of the earliest things that we're doing. So there are different Minhagim, from different locations. Even for the Ramah, who's writing on behalf of Ashkenazim, there are different kinds of Minhagim there. So part of it also is like figuring out even the Ramah of Minhagim. And part of the Ramah's motivation was like halacha kabasarai, like the later people. And what if the later people are really going to be able to be koveya things? But what's happened essentially nowadays is like this. When you're learning halacha, so I start with Gemara and Rishonim, and we pay attention to certain Rishonim. I then open up Tor Beis Yosef, because it can be a great overview of so many of the Rishonim, which is so important. And now we get to the real Pesach question, Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, for everyone, are critically important in the world of Pesach, and no one lightly is ever going to do anything against what it says in Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. However, when we learn Marsha, Maral, Pisrei Tshuva, Aruch HaShulchan, Rav Avadya himself, so am I comfortable just learning what it says in Shulchan Aruch, or I want to get a little bit more of the background, which many of the Sfarim really do, to give me a little bit more of the background. I'm going to look at those footnotes a little bit. I don't read every Bir Halacha, but Shabur himself gives you a lot of the explanations of it and things like that. Next question is going to be, when I am learning, to what extent does it happen sometimes that it's against Shulchan Aruch and Ramah? We spoke about learning Halacha Seder sometimes. This is very important. I learn Shulchan Aruch sometimes, and oh my gosh, we really do that? Not really? So sometimes it's clear, maybe not, maybe we don't. Maybe questions of minhagim, questions of nisach and fila, questions of so many different things that we may do things a little bit differently. Halacha Shabbos, no, we're machmir for that. Oh, no, we're makel for that. The Shach argues with that Ramah, we tend to be, you know, machmir for the Shach, or things like that. It's important to know the starting point to that. What is a great development is that Shulchan Aruch, because of the Yosef Kalim, becomes a starting point. You have a place to look. And what you have nowadays increasingly, so then it was Mishneh Berurah. That gives me a summary and whatever. But every couple of generations, there's a need to find more and more sort of more shilas come up. In our world, where they, you know, there's always jokes like, and there's jokes like if you read enough, like, you know, in how many years nowadays is like a new generation? You know, they quote from a Stein I saw recently, something like, held like every 6 months is like a new door for Yerisa Doros. You know, like the world is anonymous app. It's like every, the world, technology, there's so many changes. The way we keep Hilchot Shabbos is so different. It becomes a need to like always look at, it's hard to paskin many of our shilas just out of Shulchan Aruch. Many Hilchot Shabbos shilas nowadays, it's very hard to paskin just out of Mishneh Berurah. It's very hard to paskin. Which is why it's great we have some of these, like the deer shoe one on the side. Maybe not poskening based on what it says on the side of the deer shoe, Mishneh Berurah, but it can give me some basic places to look. It can give me, you know, this is where this shiloh comes up. Piskei Tshuvas also, there's a variety of tshuvas that are going to come up. But all that's really important to be able to learn halacha seder, you know, to appreciate halacha as much as possible, as far as the standard poskim. This is definitely at least like a bunch in terms of an introduction to the way that people paskin. Every posek is going to have a bit of his own style and how he navigates and how he learns things. How original he is or how bound he is. How original he is within understanding, within what his pshat is in Shulchan Aruch. How original he is in pshat in the Ramah. We'll see sometimes there are machloks in what the Ramah really meant, or Shulchan Aruch, or stira in Shulchan Aruch, and how we resolve that stira. And every posek, you know, is going to have his own sort of like orientation and how he goes about these things. But certainly as far as the starting point in halacha, hopefully this gave us a bit of context as far as the authority of Shulchan Aruch and some good understanding in the halachic process.